Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast, your weekly episode of personal training development, business, and mindset mastery. Now, if you're overseas and still enjoying the beautiful weather, then lucky old you, because it's certainly starting to come in now here in the UK. We're starting to feel the effects of our winter season, and the heating is certainly cranked up in my house. And if you are in the UK or Europe and you want to grow your business in 2019, you want to make progress, you want to understand what areas that you really should be focusing on if you want to see continual growth, majority of you are going to be asking those very questions. If you've made growth in 2018, how do you double that in 2019? If you've stagnated in 2018, how do you make 2019 really productive? I'm going to be teaching my Business Mastery Seminar in London on January the 19th. And as of today, there are literally 48 hours left to get the super early bird ticket price before it moves up into a higher price category. So if you would like to take your business forward, click the link in the iTunes comment section, or go to the link in my Instagram bio to the Business Mastery Seminar. And I very much look forward to seeing you in London on January the 19th. Now, today's episode, I want to increase your energy. And how am I going to do that? Well, today I'm going to talk to you in episode number 74 about outstanding advantage. And so that I give you a really good understanding of what I want you to get out of today's podcast, is businesses that have consistent referrals, businesses that grow, have exceptional standards, have outstanding delivery, and really stand out in the marketplace. And throughout this podcast episode, I want to help you become one of those individuals. If your business is struggling to make progress, if you're struggling with referrals, if you just feel stagnant, there is one thing that you can do that is going to give you a massive boost in reputation, definitely in terms of revenue because of referrals. That is changing the way that you look at the professionalism of your business. And that means identifying all of the areas of you and the way that you deliver your craft, and working out how you can take each of those areas and increase the output, the energy, and standard. Now, before I give you any of those strategies and things to think about, think of the last time you went to a really, really fancy hotel, restaurant, bar, or engaged with a company where this service was absolutely outstanding. The word exceptional, outstanding, amazing, incredible. What do these words mean to you? Now just think of that for a second. If you went to a hotel and you left and you said to your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, if you said, wow, that place was incredible. Or your parents have been somewhere and the first time they see you is, we had a lovely weekend, we went to an absolutely outstanding restaurant. I was only in the gym this week when one of the coaches at M10 asked me, "I'm going away for the weekend with my girlfriend. Where would you recommend?" And I said, "Hands down, three places. Actually, if you don't like the food in one of them, two. Absolutely outstanding. The views, the service, the food, the wine, incredible." Now, guess what happened at that moment in time? He called them up, he booked the table, and then I said, "Listen, in Valentine's, my wife booked a table at this restaurant. In fact, it was for my birthday, and she booked a table at a restaurant, and she arranged a table before we had the meal by the window, looking over the incredible views of London. And that extra table was reserved in the bar." And so I got an experience. I went to the table, looked at the sunset. I had a lovely gin and tonic. And then we got taken through to the meal. The service was incredible. That still sticks in my head. The waiters were phenomenal. The maitre d' was phenomenal. And the point I'm trying to make here is this is outstanding. That advantage that you have, all the marketing you're trying to do, everything else that you're trying to bring people in, which is an essential part of your business, is one piece of the puzzle. Because if the person at the other end of the marketing is average, imagine the referral that somebody gives me for a restaurant and I go there and go, pretty average. Now, think of this. Go back. Let's say Facebook started in 2004. So let's go to 2000, okay? If someone had a incredible experience, what do they do? Just tell their friends. So they might have 10 friends and they all meet up for a drink and 10 people get to know, right? Then fast forward to 2004, 5, 6 with Facebook's arriving, with when Facebook arrived. And instead of telling 10 friends, they make a post on Facebook and say, absolutely phenomenal, right? That spreads like wildfire. Now, if it was a poor service and you tell 10 friends, they might tell their friends. But if it was a poor service, people are still inclined to put something on social media. Now, fast forward to 2018. Absolutely exceptional level of service. Where was the last place that you went? Did you Insta story it? Did you Snapchat it? Did you put a photo of you actually at the venue? You see, people are compelled in this modern world to share experiences. And this is why being outstanding gives you an amazing edge. Just you being different. By having a completely different level of energy, which I'll talk about in a minute, raising your standards to an exceptional, outstanding level puts you in a completely different market. The gym that you're in, who's average? Who's exceptional? Who's taking that number one slot of being outstanding at what they do? Now, you might be sitting there and go, okay, you're saying outstanding, you're saying exceptional, you're saying, amazing, incredible. What does all this mean? Like, how do I actually know if I am in that category? Well, you guys know that not only do I mentor a lot of people online, I run my mastermind program, but we also have the personal training mentorship at M10. And that's where we meet coaches face to face. And on seminars, I might have 50, 60, 70 people on a seminar. I don't get to meet everyone's energy. But when I'm running something as tight-knit as a mentorship or a mastermind, I see and feel people. That's a big part of how I've made my personal training success, is because I've impacted people face to face. And I feel people's energy, and I know that if they want to get better results, they need to raise their energy. They need to raise their own personal standards. But in order to get that out of them, I've got to have those myself. So let me talk you through some of these. Language. Are you high energy up in your energy language, or are you quite down? Are you quite flat? And the best thing to do is to ask people close to you. Ask your clients, would you describe my energy and my language as up, or quite level, or down? This is quite important, because if you enter into personal training sessions with energy down or level, how are you going to get the best out of that person? Not only that, something that somebody would say about you is every time they turn up for a session, their energy is incredible. They make me feel amazing. They give me energy. I used to feel absolutely shattered at the end of a day of personal training. I give my energy away to the people that need it, to the people that respond to it. Of course, I'm very, very careful to give it to people that are being non-responsive. And then I have to point out to them, hey, if you want to change and deserve my energy, I'll give you it. But you've got to put the work in. But the energy I'm giving somebody that's low energy is still very high. And I want people at the end of a coaching session with me to say, you left nothing on the table there. Like, you've given me everything. I feel empowered. I feel energized. I feel motivated. So the language that you've got to kind of look at is, you know, is somebody making me feel joy? Was it like a magical experience? Like, honestly, I'm going to say this to you. I watch coaching so often and the level of energy is appalling. I actually watched a coach in a gym the other day, a trainer, and his training session energy was so terrible. He was sat on a bench watching his client do the leg press, didn't smile, didn't push her, didn't give her any words of motivation and inspiration. And then as soon as the session had finished, it was the flattest, most boring, low energy session I think I've seen in years. And afterwards, I watched him skip down the stairs like he was all excited, went and got his video camera on a nice fancy tripod, wrapped it around the squat rack, started smiling at his colleagues in the gym, got his training gear on and started having a whale of a time training, filming all of his sessions for his Instagram page. This guy's energy was absolutely destroying his ability for his client to go for coffee with her friends and say, my trainer, do you know what? I've had the most inspiring, motivating, high energy, brilliant training session. I feel buzzing. Guess what their friend is going to say? I need a piece of this guy. I need a piece of what he's giving you, because my life at the moment in terms of my body shape and how I feel about myself, that's what I need. Okay. What about communication? Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on communication. Ask your customers, ask your colleagues, ask your friends. Do you get back to people? Are you regularly keeping in touch with your clients? Are you following up with them? Are you providing everything that they need? You've got to hold yourself accountable here. To be honest, I'm going to go down the communication list and no, I'm not very good. I don't keep in touch with people. I don't talk to my clients. I don't get back to them on time. Guess what? Appalling. You know, I called a hotel. We got married. I stayed at a lovely hotel for the night of the wedding. 2 days out, 5 days out, 8 days out from the wedding. Mr. Coles, is there anything that we can do differently for you? Mr. Coles, is the room prepared right for you? We've got this arranged. Mr. Coles, do you need this? Do you need that? And I was like, oh, this is incredible. I would say for weeks afterwards, I was like, that's just incredible. Now, the funny thing is here is I'd tell anybody to stay where we stayed. Because in the morning we came out of the lift and they said our names. We went and sat down at the table. They came in and they said our names. They congratulated us on the wedding. It was just such a sensational experience. Now, yeah, Mark, but you probably stayed in a fancy swanky hotel. Yes. But does that not mean that exceptional service remains in the hotel industry? Or does it carry over to the fitness industry, which is still a personal service? You can be 5-star personal training, or are you 2-star? So communication, are you rating yourself a 5-star? You know, if you had a Michelin assessment on you, or a personal training evaluation, I'll tell you this, on our personal training mentorship, I watch low energy. I watch self-doubt. I watch criticism. I watch for poor language, poor communication. And I know that it's my place to point that out, that one of two things are lacking in your business, which on a scale of 1 to 8, if there's 8 things, 2 are missing, which means you're missing out on 2/8 of your professional development and your business growth, and for people to say that you are phenomenal. You are outstanding. Number 3, presentation. Yourself. As a personal trainer, are you in average shape? Have you got a bit of a belly? Are you quite chubby? Have you let yourself go? Are you anything that anyone's going to say, my trainer, do you know what? Turns out how they talk to me, turns out how they motivate me, in terms of how they communicate with me, and in terms of how well they present themselves and work hard in the gym, and you know, I can see it on their social media, I can see how they present themselves. This is a 3 out of 8, right? Are you ticking the box with all 3? Would you give yourself a 5-star in your own presentation? Now, it's not about having a 6-pack. It's not about having big round shoulders. What about your trainers, your tracksuit, your top, your hair? Are you presentable? What happens when you walk into a top restaurant? You know, interestingly, if you've ever seen First Dates, Fred, the maitre d', if he sees one of the waiters with the shirt out, tucks it in. Standards. You know, I've always said this at the gym. You know, if I start to see the tops are starting to get old, I'll ask my gym manager to order the guys some new tops. You know, if I see the guys are lacking in their own presentation, it's up to me to highlight that, because there are standards. But if you bring the standards to everybody's attention, guess what? We're ticking another box in terms of outstanding advantage. People come in, our tops are presentable, the guys speak in a very clear language, they communicate well, we get back to people, we have a customer service follow-up system. It's everything that I want someone to talk about when they're not with us in the gym. What about your facilities? Do you own a gym? Are you working at a facility that represents outstanding? Are you working in a facility that represents, quite frankly, poor, average, mediocre? If your clients are coming in and their standards are mediocre, low, average, they're not going to want and talk about you in an exceptional language. I go to a really, really, you know, average facility. You know, it's great. It's just clean. It's fine. But they're outstanding. In terms of your facilities, can it be better? Could you make your facilities, not that there's anything wrong with, you know, warehouse facilities or unit facilities, but inside when I go in, is it 5-star? Does it actually tick the boxes in terms of, do you know, when I come in, not only are they friendly, their customer service is fantastic. Even somebody tagged me this morning, said they went and trained at M10 and said that everybody was polite, everybody was helpful. I didn't ask them to say that, but it's part of our standards. So if you own a facility and it is not clean, not presentable, weights aren't put away, the machines aren't presentable, you've got rips in all the fabric, remember, this is going to have a carryover to whether or not somebody regards you as outstanding, average, or poor. Now let's switch this across. Presentation of your brand. Your social media pages, your website, blog. What do these say about you? When you do videos, when you do photos, what are they saying about your personal brand? Something which I'm going to be talking about a heck of a lot in the coming episodes, and especially when I launch my Brand Impact Mastery online course, because I truly do believe, guys, that in order for you guys to excel, you need to be stepping up to outstanding, or at least working up to outstanding. If you want a referral network and a booked jam solid diary where people are waiting to work with you, you have to be outstanding. People don't have a waiting list if they're average. So look at your brand, your logo, your color scheme, how you present photos of you. I even saw this morning, which was horrific, an image that somebody had shared about me, making a point that I'm going to be doing something coming up soon. And the image was like cropped, missed half my head, And then they shared a very old image. And I thought, oh, this person's got terrible, just their own standards are really poor because they presented something which was actually very high level in a very poor way. And so I go on, I get people messaging me on Instagram all the time saying, what does my Instagram tell me or tell you about me? And I say, guys, I'm quite happy. I say, it's awful. My wife is a creative designer. She does all my creative work. I've learned a lot from her. And if anybody is looking to take creativity and branding and your own representation of your values forward, I would urge you to just drop me a DM and say I'd love to even speak to her and see what she could do for me, because I spend a lot of time with her on graphic design and branding and presentation, because I want my Instagram page and my videos and my website to always, and it's been like this all my career, not just since I've met her, since we got together, but she's helping me every day to refine all times how the brand's carried across. Yeah, you'll see at the moment some of my images have got different backgrounds and I've had them cut out, and it's all smart and presentable because I'm talking about business and presentation and standards and service and the word outstanding. And I want to up my game even more because I want to go above outstanding. I want to be moving outstanding, excellent, incredible. You know, it's about always having that extra step ahead. And that's not bad, because ultimately, if I want people to talk about what I can deliver for them, I want them to be referring to me as it's outstanding. And so going back to, you know, looking at how you put an infographic out, if it's just quickly put together without any graphical representation, if it's put together, if you put a video out and, you know, it's not good quality, if you put a picture out of yourself and you haven't made an effort with the presentation of it, what do you think that says about you? Is it saying that you're outstanding, or is it actually quite frankly saying that you're very, very average? Your content. Just think about it. Every single time you put any content out, what is it saying about you, your brand, your standards? I've talked about this plenty of times before. Write a list down of what your standards are. Your own personal standards. And you should always refer back to them. If you say you have high standards, no, I have high standards, the quality of results from my clients, even the photographs you put out on social media, if they are blurry and they're not in the same either position, or they are got wording across them because you couldn't be bothered to take them off from when a client sent them to you, you haven't actually told your clients at the first day of working with you that they need to be in the same place, or do you have photo shoots at the end when the client's done really well, and is your standards to go above and beyond? Is it outstanding? And quite frankly, I think any of you listening to this podcast should be able to look through your page today, go on your website today, and say, is my branding, my graphic design and the thought process flowing between everything? Because if it's not, it's average. Is my website at the moment ready to be updated? Is my website specifically in line with what my brand standards are? You know, only at the beginning of that last week, I actually went down my social media page and went, how do I want to now step up the game with some of my graphics and how I present stuff? And me and my wife went through it, and we're like, right, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. How many of you have actually looked at how you present your social media? In a very short space of time, when people start seeing your content, they will say to you, how do you do that? It looks great. You'd obviously put a lot of effort into that. And I'll tell trainers, if you guys have ever messaged me and said, you know, what do you think? And I'll say, it could do with a lot more work. But you've come into the industry as a trainer, not a graphic designer. So should you work with a graphic designer? Should you take inspiration from the color schemes that you use, the fonts that you use, the styles that you use? Of course you should. I'm going to move on to your actual business in terms of timekeeping now. Timekeeping is such an important thing. If you're late for your clients, what happens if you get to a restaurant and you booked a table at 8 and 20 past 8, you're still waiting? This is a big thing for trainers. Timekeeping, very, very late, running over sessions, making people wait. It's appalling. And I see it all the time. You know, do you use your phone during a training session? I'm going to hit this one. Because if you do, You are low standards. Have you ever been to a top restaurant and had the waiter check his text as he's delivering the food? He would get fired. If you go to the reception of a hotel and look down, top hotel, and see the receptionist with their phone in front of them, what would happen? Fired. I've seen documentaries where when porters arrive and receptionists arrive and staff arrive for hotels, phones go in lockers. If you're caught with your phone, you're out. Now, who is setting these standards, these outstanding advantage standards for your business? Because if you haven't written them down, how do you expect anyone to regard you as outstanding? Tell you what, clients know you're on the phone. They know. I saw a trainer, I see it every week at the gym that I train. Trainers on the phones. It's appalling. And is it any wonder why your diary dips? Is it any wonder why no one's talking about you? I'm going to look at your knowledge now. Your content in terms of your knowledge. Your copywriting, a big area that I teach on the Mastermind. Copywriting is your ability to communicate with your customers in a way that they understand the value that you offer to them and eventually leads them down the path to investing in you. So when you're writing content on social media and you're not even researching how you should present it, you know, long paragraphs of text, which is, you know, quite frankly, a lot of the English. You know, in my early days, my father used to make me send emails to him when I used to work for him before he would send them out to check my grammar, to check the punctuation, to check the way that I'd closed the email off, to check the way I'd started it. Do you think ever when you send an email, how is the person on the other end receiving this? Am I complimenting them? You know, on a Monday morning, I would always say to people, hope you have a great weekend. Or did you have a good weekend? Friday, have a great weekend. If I remembered anything about them, have I just said, hope you're feeling well? You know, when somebody turns up at the gym, do you say, you know, you said last week you're having your hair done, looks great. You said you were doing this with the family. How many of you go that extra edge to remember these things? It means the world when people are acknowledged not only by their name, but you remember things. Put an effort into your diary and your phone, in your notes section in your phone, and go the extra mile to get the outstanding advantage. When you are looking at your knowledge, that transfers into your ability to write. I see people talking into video that have clearly not taken any effort to learn how to present what they know. They just go, hello guys, it's a video here and I just want to talk to you. They're in a car, the light's shining through, it's on your face, you can hardly see it. And second of all, you've not even thought about how that video is going to be presented on social media when you look an absolute mess and you're in your car and you think that that's going to be attracted by, I've said this before, 1.6 plus billion people on Facebook, and you think you talking on a video in your car, scruffy, not presentable, crap clothes, and talking at the camera with the sun shining in your face is perfect for somebody to go, oh, I've got really high standards about my life, I'm going to click on their picture. No. If it's a really grotty picture of you that's really poorly filtered or really badly blurry, do you think they're going to stop? No. So if you walk through a gym and you see a trainer that's scruffy, head down, on the phone, absolutely terrible standards. When people are going to be spending 40, 50, 60 pounds an hour, that's a high-end service. And so if you want people to talk about you guys in a social settings, lawyers, bankers, wives at dinners with girlfriends and coffee mornings, you want your clients to walk out and actually go to the first place that they go to. If they're going for a haircut, if they're going to see somebody for a coffee, is the first thing that they're going to say is, I've just been to see my trainer. God, not only is he studying again or she's studying again, you know, today it was amazing. We just had a really good chat at the end of the session. We discussed X, Y, Z. And I'm getting such a great level of results from my trainer. But, you know, the results is one thing that with that person. It's their attentiveness. It's their language. It's how they talk to me. They make me feel great. My wife always laughs at me. I have high expectations. And if I book a very nice restaurant for us both or a nice hotel, if I walk in and I'm not greeted and treated in a particular way, I'm pretty disappointed. Because if you are going to something that gives you the expectation of a five-star or high class or another level or reviews that's exceptional, and you get there and you're treated very average, it's not about snobbery, it's about expectations. And so when you come and see a personal trainer, clients should expect. The only way our industry is going to be put on a bigger pedestal, higher than what it's currently regarded as, is if you guys are more professional. And if you individually, let's just look at individually, my diary, I'm going to tell you this. Facebook launched in 2004, okay? So that would have been 2 years before I started PTing. 2 years, I started PTing 2 years before that. I had 2 years of an absolutely rammed diary simply because of referrals. Simply because of referrals. Now, when Facebook launched, of course, it got me in front of more people. But there were all people coming to me saying, oh, you're on Facebook, seen your name, I've heard your name. Lots of people talk about you. Even to this day, my messages on my Instagram, my friend's worked with you, he's done this, my friend's been to a seminar with yours, I need to come on the seminar. You know, the Business Mastery Seminar, people are saying to me, I'm booking on because my friend said so. You know, my exceptional, high, outstanding service make sure that I record people and put videos out and testimonials and prove to people that my service that I deliver and the results that people get is at that highest level. And I will hire very good videographers. I will hire very good photographers. And I will invest in that. So if you're a trainer and you're thinking, I've not got enough Facebook ads out there, I've not put enough social media out there, and you work in a gym, simply by being outstanding, researching what is outstanding, going through the list, one, better language, presentation, two, how you communicate, your grammar, and even just talking to people, three, your personal presentation, your program presentation, how you write your workouts, what do they look like, do they look scrappy, are you giving somebody a piece of paper, or is it a beautifully printed off document with lots of information? If you work in a facility, is it right and in line with you? If you own a facility, could it be better? Could you take it from 1 star to 4 to 5 star? Your website, your graphics, your content, your presentation of what you know. What would you give out of 5 if I got my wife to evaluate your social media page in terms of your graphical representation of your page? I mean, I'd be interested. Because we both sit down, because I study a lot of people's pages. You guys message me a lot. And I say to my wife, what do you think of the person's website? What do you think to their page? You know why? Because when I teach my business seminars, when I teach my masterminds and my mentoring, I want to be able to just take a snapshot on someone and say, graphically designed, I'd do something different. Can mine get different? Of course it can. When I become even more skilled and hire even more people and bring my wife alongside me even more consistently and regularly. We can all improve. There are always people out there that are doing things better than us. So don't ever expect yourself, excuse me, to be the finished article. You know, I'm always looking at ways that I can improve. Timekeeping, your own due diligence, copywriting, content knowledge, and how you present your knowledge. They're just 8 key areas that I've given you that if you worked on one of those every single month for the next 8 months, what would happen to your business? You want to get to the end of every single session, every single week, and say, have I delivered? Have I given an outstanding service? The end of the week, can I tick off outstanding service? Because I tell you what, if the answer is yes, or if you have somebody evaluate you and says that you need to do certain work, if there are areas that you're consistently working on, your business will grow. 8 things, that's 8x. If you want to talk in terms of growth, your reputation right now, if there's 8 things that you're not doing and you put them in place, which are proven outstanding advantage points, if you want outstanding advantage over everybody else in your field and want more people to talk about you, 8 things, 8x your reputation, 8x your service, 8x your delivery, And you're going to be getting a lot more people talking about you. And you then can start doing your marketing and build up your skills within marketing. But I find a lot of people spending a lot of time on marketing with a very low to average service and standards. I'm wondering why that's carrying over to poor marketing, poor engagement. Because in this day and age, guys, you, with social media being as big as it is, you need to be exceptional to be noticed. You need to be outstanding to take your place in the market. I'm very, very passionate about this subject. I research it a lot. I like to experience nice things because I learn, and I like to change the way that I do things to increase my outstanding advantage. The gym, when new people join, we contact them at the end of week one. We contact them at the end of month four. I'm on top of my team to make sure that the service and standards we're delivering to our clients, we're asking our clients if they're happy with the service. And I'm actually always reviewing our code of standards and service to make sure it's as good as it can be. And if you're not, and you clearly know that after listening to today's podcast, that you could go down 8 of those points and impact the outstanding level of your business and how it's talked about by implementing some of the strategies I've shared with you today, your business is going to grow. I really, really hope you found this podcast episode helpful. I want to help more of you have an outstanding, outstanding advantage. So please share the podcast. Let more personal trainers know that they can have the outstanding advantage, because even in the same gym, it's you, it's your personal brand that has an outstanding advantage. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 2 or 3 people in an outstanding advantage in the same environment, because your brand's different. The way you speak's different, the way you present yourself's different. So if you keep comparing yourselves to other people, guess what? You're giving your energy to a brand that's not even yours. Standards and service is not even yours. Set your own, live by it, and have more people out there saying that you are outstanding and your business will grow and develop. Guys, have a fantastic weekend. Be outstanding and raise your game. Speak to you soon.